With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Things are heating up in the Russia-Ukraine war. Russia says Ukraine has fired a half dozen U.S.-made long-range missiles at a military target in Russia's Bryansk region. And as the war intensifies, Russia's leader is turning up the heat on the West, including the U.S.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a revised nuclear doctrine declaring that a conventional attack on Russia by any nation that's supported by a nuclear power will be considered a joint attack on his country. The signing of the doctrine, which says that any massive aerial attack on Russia could trigger a nuclear response, reflects Putin's readiness to threaten use of the country's nuclear arsenal to force the West to back down as Moscow presses a slow-moving offensive in Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
With hundreds of thousands of unvetted criminals allowed into the U.S. under President Biden's watch, not to mention those on the terrorist watch list, President-elect Trump says he will declare a national emergency and will deploy the military to assist in deportations of illegal alien criminals. Also at SRNNews.com, a decision expected today from New York Judge Juan Merchan on the future of President-elect Trump's Manhattan criminal case. In light of the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity, Merchan could dismiss the case. President Biden asking Congress for almost $100 billion more in emergency disaster relief money.
The president told lawmakers that FEMA's main disaster relief fund would face a shortfall this budget year without additional money following hurricanes Helene and Milton. In a letter to House Speaker Mike Johnson, Mr. Biden said a shortfall would not only affect the agency's ability to provide life-saving assistance to survivors, but also would slow recovery efforts from prior disasters.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 232 points, the Nasdaq 33 points higher. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are getting their news from social media influencers.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, about 20% of adults turn to such people for news content, and 40% of those under the age of 30 do so. And what the Pew study reveals is that on the major platforms, X, TikTok, Instagram, and the like, the biggest single group of influencers are those promoting the LGBT agenda. Pro-Palestinian influencers come in second. By contrast, there are very few pro-life advocates on the platforms. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump and the Republican Congress are expected to roll back President Biden's efforts to promote transgenderism. Mr. Trump has pledged to withhold funding from schools that allow boys to use girls' restrooms and locker rooms. The president has also said that any doctor or hospital providing sex change operations on youngsters should be barred from Medicaid and Medicare. This is SRN News. Looking to save some money on your Thanksgiving feast? Correspondent Ed Donahue says it is possible.
Walmart has a 29-item offer of frozen turkey and side dishes for less than $55. It serves eight, adding up to less than $7 per person. Brenda Holloway in Columbus, Ohio says grocery shopping, especially now, is stressful.
Should I choose this item with this pricing, or should I not because, you know, you have other bills?
Target's version of a Thanksgiving meal for four people costs $20. Robin Wenzel is with Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute.
Be proactive, shop around, look for the deals.
Wenzel says, for example, some name brand versions of cranberry sauce are less expensive than the store brands. I'm Ed Donahue.
And be it by air, car, or rail, AAA expects almost 80 million Americans to venture at least 50 miles from home over the Thanksgiving holiday. More details, srnnews.com.